Well, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Viersen. Of course, the Conservative Party of Canada has had some interesting changes happen over the last week with the the leadership front there. I guess why don't you kind of take us through kind of what sort of that sort of process was like from your perspective with how things have happened with the party recently?
Yeah, so it all went very slowly and then very fast, I suppose. We now have a new leader in Candace Bergen. There was many people have come forward to me and were saying after the election that they weren't happy with the current leader or the former leader, Aaron O'Toole, and they were looking for him to be replaced. And so that process took place last week Wednesday in a caucus vote. It's kind of the first time this has ever happened. Back in 2013, the House of Commons passed a bill called the Reform Act, and that set in place this mechanism for a caucus to replace its leader. This brings us in line with countries like Australia and the UK. And so it's kind of we made history a little bit in the first, this is the first time that the Reform Act has ever been used. So I want to thank Aaron O'Toole for his time as leader, and I'm looking forward to the party moving on with the new leadership race. We've seen already Pierre Poilievre has put his name forward for the possible next leader. I'm imagining there will be a couple of more people that put their names forward here shortly, and we'll be into a leadership race for our party and a search for the next Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah, and you mentioned kind of sort of the leadership race there. It's going to be, I believe, like the third time in the last 6 years the Conservative Party will have to go through this. You know, first they did for Andrew Scheer, then for Aaron O'Toole. Now they're kind of going at it again. Do you think this may be kind of, you know, some people might kind of look and go, I don't know if that's a whole lot of stable leadership in that party. What do you kind of think about, you know, having to kind of go through this process yet again here?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time. It's leadership races are a time where the ideas get put forward and debated, and I'm always excited to see what the leadership contenders bring forward as to their particular platforms. I know that going forward will be an exciting time for the Conservative Party of Canada.
Now, while that is all going on, as you mentioned earlier, Candace Bergen, who's a longtime MP for, I believe, the Portage-La Prairie area in Manitoba, is now the, I guess, the interim leader of the Conservative Party. Because what can you sort of kind of tell us a little bit about her and what you're kind of hoping to see from her?
Yeah, so Candace has been a longtime friend of mine. It was one of the first MPs I met when I got to Ottawa. She ran for interim leader after Stephen Harper retired. And so that was the first time I met her. She's a stalwart of our organization here in Ottawa, and I know that we will have exciting times under her leadership here in Ottawa.
And of course, the leadership race kind of getting underway. As you mentioned, Pierre Poilievre has already kind of thrown his hat in the ring. I imagine there'll be a few more in the next little bit here. What I guess is kind of hoping for the kind of the direction you're kind of hoping to see from the party here as you kind of go through this process of getting a new leader here.
Yeah, I definitely would like someone that holds up the values and interests of Northern Alberta and defends them on the national stage. And so I'll be looking for a leader that that does those kinds of things. And hopefully the good folks in Northern Alberta will buy a Conservative Party membership so that they can participate in the selection of the leader. We are a grassroots party, and the selection of the leader comes down to the membership voting. And so I'm looking forward to what the membership has to say on this election of the leader.
Well, this will certainly be an interesting race to follow. Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Viersen, thanks for joining us here today.
No problem at all. Anytime, Kyle.